Hey. Oh, we trying to pen on the oppas. Bitch, I'm a 300 Texas of Fockers. Like who hotter? Top shotters. Hoodied up, dread down like a roster. I'm just a hang out the V trying to fuck him. Pop him, cowboy. Everything out the, we gon' hop him. Blurry hop out with the, tryna chop him. Fuck my brother, we spit for a week. Stop a K, only spit for a feast. Got a little thigh that I hold in my beam. Fuck that little boo who got left in a V. Stop with two shots, it's like 30 each. I've been feeding the itch and the cash watching. And feed money, I'm being left in the sea. Nasty a bitch, nigga, back on his knees.
This is 300 DOA, blow for the gods.
I'm on go for the gods.
Smoke all with the gods.
I hang out the V with the ball, let it fly. They keep dissing like I ain't get back, don't know why.
Some GBG, what are you, dead, what am I?
So Nazi, I bury, who must wanna die?
So Jay Rubin, that's what will happen to.
We don't mention that, but who got trust in his eye? Shake it. Shake it, shake it, shake it. I'm with the fly, cause I bet she get naked.
Walk with the Migos, I ain't need no chasing. Like, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
Alright, we up in here. Welcome back to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashawn. And you know, this week, it's been a lot going on. We got Coachella. We got people might be coming out with their albums. We got Cardi back in the booth. We got other female rappers just beefing for no reason. But all right, let's get into it. So, first thing I want to get into is Benzino and 50, they was beefing on social media. 50 came out with allegations saying that Benzino had a relationship with a trans woman. And Benzino has been denying it. But it is an actual lady. So, he swore up and down that he wasn't messing with her, but that's the allegations that are out right now. And it's crazy because 50 is always in the middle of something. Always. But also going along with Benzino, his daughter just dropped a record, Trendsetter. It's a very solid album if you ask me. I really like a few cuts on the album. A lot of people have been giving her a lot of backlash. But it's only her first week. It was like 11,000. You just got to give her time to cook. A lot of people aren't used to her style. So you got to give people time to get used to her style. I feel like they'll come around. Them album sales will come up. And she's so talented in other areas. You know, she's a personality. She's a trendsetter. She's full of life. She'll be fine. But also, But also, it's another rapper that goes by the name of Erica Banks. And she was on the Big Facts podcast. And she had some words about Nicki and how she said Nicki been ignoring her. And she wants to get on a feature. And she said Nicki blocked her. And she said Nicki has been doing songs with rappers that can't rap. And my problem with this is you out here burning bridges. Now you'll never get a record with Nicki. You can't slander her like that and think you gonna get what you want, and then you trying to bring other female rappers down with you. That's what I don't get, is the females are beefing just like the niggas used to. It is crazy, man. When they could be getting together and making great music. So, that's what I hope and pray one day, that they'll get it together and they'll definitely come out with some good music. But we're going to keep moving on. Fabio Foreign came out with an album, Bible. He did about 29,000. He's been in a lot of singles lately, so he gonna have a busy summer. And because, you know, he got his song, you know, with Kanye and Alicia Keys. He got songs on the album. He got a song with the City Girls. He got a song with Coi Leray. He out here working, man. I ain't mad at him, man. Keep working, brother. Keep doing your thing. Also, they said Future coming out with an album on the 29th. They didn't give a name yet, but they said he dropped it. I don't know if he's really coming out with the album. That's the date that they gave. But to be honest, we do need a Future album this summer. We do. It's about time. So hopefully, the King of Toxic won't let us down and we'll get an album before the summer gets here. I heard Jack Harlow dropping a project sometime next month. And they say Kendrick Lamar coming back out. So it's about to be a hot summer. Everybody coming with it, man. Everybody about to be coming with it. I can't wait to listen. I love music. I love to dissect it. I love when I could put a song on. And I feel every lyric, feel every beat. It's like that album talks to me. That's what I like. But we're going to keep moving on. So, also what I wanted to get to today is I wanted to talk about, oh, before I forget, the Brooklyn shooter that was causing the menace in Brooklyn on the trains, who injured 10 people. He has been found. He turned himself in. And I'm going to tell y'all like this. From the look of that guy, he looked like he really wasn't trying to turn himself in. He looked like he had, like he was just on an agenda to do some real crazy havoc. I don't know what he was planning, but it just looked like he was just on to do something real wild. And I'm just glad he's off the street. They said they're going to call this a terrorist attack, so he is not going anywhere. But you got to be careful, man. Not only in New York, but just anywhere you go. Got to keep your head on a swivel. Don't think that can't nothing happen in your city because it can. You know, the news has been going crazy. There's been stuff happening in every city these last couple of days. It was a shooting in South Carolina at the mall. 9 people were shot. Then you had, it was a party in Pittsburgh. 8 people were shot. COVID cases are back on the rise. In Philly, they brought the mask mandate back. So, and of course, you know, they said then it might be mutating again. So we just got to be real careful. Be safe. Do what we got to do to stay healthy and survive. Don't forget that. But also I want to bring up, this is going to be a short episode. I don't want to keep you long. But one thing I wanted to bring up is I wanted to get into some relationship talk. And one thing I wanted to bring up is to my ladies, I want to say, learn yourself. Not only your mind, but learn your body as well. Because, and the reason why I say learn your mind is because you want to make sure that you're emotionally stable. You got a good mind, great heart, dope spirit. But you also want to learn your body, so when your partner wants to learn how to please you, or if he's not pleasing you to your liking, you can let him know what you like. What will it take to get you there? That's exactly what you need to guide him if you're not getting there by him doing his thing. I know it may sound harsh, but I'm speaking from a place of love. Don't play the blame game when you can definitely figure out what's going on with you. Especially if your partner is trying. That goes to show you he'll do anything to make sure you get there. All y'all got to do is communicate. Let him know what you like. He may not know. He may think he knows, but let him know what you like. Also, ladies, I want to say this also. Whatever worked with that other man, it's not going to work with the new man. Let me say that again. What worked with the old man is not going to work with the new man. The reason why I say that is because everybody's different. Everybody's body different. Everybody likes different things. You just have to be willing to find out what he likes, just like he needs to be willing to find out what you like. Don't give up on each other until you try. Now, if you tried everything and don't nothing work out, then maybe y'all just weren't meant to be. Maybe the capability or the compatibleness isn't there. Don't think I haven't led y'all out, fellas. You know, to my fellas, if you feel that you're not getting what you need to get at home, have a conversation with your girl. And y'all either gonna have to talk about, see how she feels about a polyamorous relationship, or y'all might have to call it quits. But do not cheat. I repeat, fellas, do not cheat. We get so many times where we just give up and we go out there and get some strange. The only thing about going out and get some strange, fellas, is what if you go out there and get some strange, catch an STD? Was it all worth it? I'm not saying it will happen, but it could. The same with her. What if she stepped out on you? She catch an STD. These are things you got to think about. So remember, keep trying. Keep learning each other. You two will be fine. That includes this episode. I told you it was going to be short this week. I'm going to get back to it next week, making a longer episode. Hopefully we got some more things in the work. I didn't really see no new music that I really liked for this week. I played a lot last week. Hold up. I want to play one. Hold up. Let me see. We get out to some old school. Yeah, let's do it. Hopefully y'all gonna have a good week. Hopefully everything work out for y'all. Hopefully you ain't stressing about nothing. If you are stressing about something, just pray. Keep praying about it. I don't know, my player ain't trying to play. Trying to get it to play, man. I'm trying to make sure I didn't leave nothing out. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, before I forget.
They're on a mission to save every sandwich from a boring pack of chips.
Yeah, before I forget, why does Joe still buffer it? Alright, that's all I'm gonna give y'all. You know, we had to go out to some oldies but goodies. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashawn. We will see y'all next week, or if I don't make another episode later on in the week. Thank y'all for listening. Please share and subscribe. I'm looking for more guests. I'm looking to put it on audio soon so I can get some more eyes on me. Thank y'all. Love y'all. See you later.